Welcome to New Hope for Life. We're dedicated to helping you find your true meaning and value in God. No matter what life is throwing your way, our hope is that you begin to experience the power and victory in God's Word. Pastor Colin Grigg will show you how you can overcome your circumstances and gain the victory as God intended. With more than 30 years of ministry experience, Pastor Colin has served both as a local pastor and international conference speaker, and by God's grace, has helped many people find new hope to deal with the very real challenges that arise in our everyday lives. Now for today's message with Pastor Colin Grigg.
God is so good, isn't he? You know, the devil tries to get our eyes onto things that are negative. And I just want to say right at the start today that God has given us a plan of salvation. And he doesn't change for us, okay? His plan of salvation is lived according to his direction, according to the structure that he's given to us. And if we deviate from that, then it's not going to work. Okay, and I know that because I tried it. So for all the young people here, if I can help you out and give you a bit of a shortcut, just do what God is saying and it's best, praise God. It doesn't mean we won't make mistakes. We will all make mistakes. And if you don't make mistakes, a bit of encouragement here, if you don't fail, you'll never succeed. And because we learn in the failures. And everybody here who's over 40 or 50 could tell you that's so true, that you fail but you learn and then you overcome and God is good. But if you're following the Lord, you fail less and you get on with life a whole lot quicker. So it's his gospel and so we walk in that. And so the title of my message today, can we get that up? Is that available? Okay, is right there, Obeying the Voice of the Lord. And I don't want to, I usually just share from scripture. So if we can go to the first one, and it's understanding the mind of the Lord. And my first scripture there is Ephesians. If you want to follow me in your Bibles, I generally like to put the scriptures up because we kind of don't carry our Bibles around anymore. And it's easy to, I don't know, probably you people up here in Toowoomba do, but everyone's on phones and iPads these days. But if you can open your iPad or your phone up or your tablet or whatever it is you use and understand the mind of the Lord. We're going to Ephesians, you can bring that one up, Ephesians 5, 17 and 18. So my title here is what's up there, Understanding the Mind of the Lord. In Ephesians 5, 17 and 18, it says, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Okay, so God wants us to understand his word. He wants us to understand what his will is. He's not hiding it from us. You know, in my experience in as a Christian and a pastor, I've found that sometimes people come to me and say, I don't know what the will of the Lord is, or I don't ever hear God's voice. And my answer back is, and it's not to be smart, but it's really a question of, are you listening? Are you listening to what God is trying to say? Or, you know, maybe you're like I've been many times and you're going down the wrong track and God's trying to call you back and say, come back to where you left off and then get back on the right track. It's like, you know, I took a wrong turn coming in Toowoomba today. I was relying totally on the GPS course. This is my first time in Toowoomba. I've been past Toowoomba before, but never in Toowoomba. What a great city it is, by the way. Just blew me away how big it is. And it's fantastic. But at one point, I went the wrong way around a roundabout. You know, sometimes the GPS, I'm blaming the GPS, which I probably shouldn't be. It's probably me. But I turned right and I shouldn't have. And this, oops, I've got to turn around and go back. So if we were going to find this place, I had to follow the GPS because, you know, UBDs and Gregory's have gone out years ago. So you know, you've got to follow the direction. And it's no different with God. God gives us a path to travel and we just have to stay on that track. Okay, so it says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. So God wants us to be filled with his Spirit. And I don't want to. I get a little bit straight in my preaching, so please don't take offense to anything I say. I'm not going to get too rough, but you know, we've got to come back to the truth of God. And I believe that the church, the reason the church is so despised today is because we're not following the leading of the Holy Spirit, and we're trying to make friends with the world, becoming all things to all men, as Paul said, that I may win some. And we've taken that over the top so that you go to the pub to have a drink with someone and, you know, they think you're a great guy, but there's no contrast. There's no witness there. There's no presence of the Spirit there. So God, he wants us, it's okay to go to the pub, but, you know, be a Christian in that place that you may win someone to Christ, that you may have the Holy Spirit coming through you and touching people with the life that you live. Amen? What's happening is the world is influencing us, and we're thinking that we have to compromise with the world in order to get people saved. It'll never happen. It's not successful. And I believe that the level you get saved at, if you get saved on a cheap gospel, you never make a good Christian. And we need to have character. We need to allow the Lord to build our character. And character gets built in trials. So don't despise the trials you go through, and don't think that God has left you, because, you know, are you a fair weather friend of God? You know, it's okay to serve him while things are going well, but when things start to go downhill a little bit, it's like, whoa, sorry, Lord, I'm getting off. You know, we need to stay with God and be filled with the Spirit. So do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. And then in Hebrews 5:14, that's what I'm preaching today. Isn't that a coincidence? It's up there. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now, when I got saved, I didn't instantly know the voice of the Lord. I didn't instantly know the leading of the Spirit. I was learning Scripture. And I learned about the Holy Spirit, and I was trying to hear the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I said before that the only way to succeed is to fail. So what do you got to do? God wants us to step out in faith, because God honors faith. And sometimes it's not having the knowledge up here. Sometimes it's having the knowledge of the Spirit down here, who's leading us and guiding us. And for us, who are younger, perhaps, I don't want to just be preaching at you guys, but for all of us, really, we need to be taking risks. And I've got a saying, take a bungee jump without a rope. Now, I'm only joking about physically, okay? But sometimes you just got to step out into an area that you've never been before. And trust the Lord, that the Lord's going to lead you and guide you. And I'm telling you, we have always lived that way, and we've never, ever failed when we've taken a step of faith in God. When your heart is right and you're not full of pride and you're not thinking, you know, God, I can do this, you know, this is me. And that's when you're going to fail. But it's when you submit yourself and recognize that God is the one who's in control. That's when the power of God flows, and God is faithful. As I said, and I'll probably say it a few more times, it's his gospel, and we've got to live it his way. And you know, I talk to people, we talk about the law, and probably it's the same up here in Queensland, but you know, we don't want to live the law, we want to live in the Spirit. But you know what I see the law as? I see the law as a guide, and as it says in Ephesians, that the law is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. And so there is laws about how to get into God. There's laws about, there's only one way, and that's through Jesus, okay? And so if we don't come through Jesus, we're not going to be in the right place. And we can be deceived. So what does that take, first of all? It takes submission. We have to submit to God. We have to be willing, even at times when we don't want to. You know, God never, ever leaves you. Saints, he never leaves you. Even in the times when it feels like he's left you, he has not left you. Don't let the devil convince you that God's forgotten you and left you. He has never done that. He never will. What he will do is take us through trials to test our faith. Are we going to hang in there? Are we going to trust him? Are we going to continue to believe his word? If you do that in those hard times, the trial will last a lot less and you'll be a lot more blessed going on with God, because he'll show up and, as Psalm 27 says, wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord. You know, that's what we need to do. God's power never leaves us. You don't have to feel God to have God. Hallelujah. I'll say that again. You don't have to feel God to have God. He's there. And we have to kind of make that conscious decision in our minds and just go, you know what? I know God's there. I don't feel you, Lord, but I know you're there. Because, Lord, number one, you're omnipresent, which means he's everywhere all the time. Hallelujah. He's omniscient, means he knows everything all the time. Praise God. So he knows where you're at. He knows what you're going through. He knows the trials and the tribulations that you have to go through. What the world wants us to be today, saints, is victims. They want us to be victims. They're trying to, you know, there's a grooming going on through news and all that kind of stuff, that this person, they were insulted or they were offended and all this kind of stuff. Everyone gets offended at times. Whatever happened to forgiveness? Amen? It only works in forgiveness. Now, you know of those things yourself. I don't have to point out examples, but God wants us to be people who follow him, people who are enterprising, people who reach out, people who live in freedom. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus is all about. Praise God. So solid food belongs to those who are full age. That is those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. And I want to say, I know there's a lot of people here who are fully mature and going on with God, and that's fantastic. So understanding the mind of God, let's go to 1 Corinthians 2. And I'm going to read, I've got this in two parts because it would have been too small to read on the screen. So this is 9 to 12. And it says, as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. When I first got saved, this was a memory verse. I don't know if you know the little Navigators memory verses. I don't know if they even still exist, to be honest, but someone gave me five verses, and one of them was Navigators. Okay, that might date me and tell you how long ago I got saved. But this was a verse, and I used to look at this verse and I go, wow. Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, neither has it ever entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And one day, God said to me, Colin, why don't you read verse 10? And verse 10 says that, however, these things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. By his Spirit. Hallelujah. So we can know all things by the Spirit of God. See, when we're in the flesh, we can't know what God has for us. And we've got to crucify that flesh. When we get water baptized, what do? I call it a funeral service. You know, we go down in the water and I tell the person before we take them down, listen, what we do is we hold you down for 5 minutes. And if you come back up and you're still alive, you must be saved. That freaks them out. And I have to say, no, I'm just joking. It's a bit of fun I have anyway. Don't do that, Matt, okay? Praise God. So then, verse 11 says, for who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? Is that right? I don't know what you're thinking right now, but you know what you're thinking. Your spirit inside of you, you know what it's thinking. And it says, which is in him. So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We need the Spirit of God in our lives every day. We need to be led and guided by the Spirit. Yes, and by the Word, okay? If it's not in the Word, it's not the Spirit of God, okay? So we've got to be led by the Spirit of God. And that's how we'll discern the false spirits. You know, my brother years ago was a bank teller. And I was a lot younger than him. And one day he brought home a counterfeit banknote. And he said, that's a counterfeit banknote. I said, how do you know? How do you know that that's a counterfeit banknote? And he said, when you know the real one, you know the fake. It's the same with Jesus. When you know the real one, you know the fake when it comes. And so we have to live with him and walk with him and serve him every day of our lives. So also, It says, so also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Verse 12, now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us by God. Hallelujah. And if we can sort of switch to the next slide. It's carrying on straight from there in verse 13, and it says, and we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the life. It's the Spirit of God who is living in us. It's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you don't believe me, read John 21, where it talks about, you know, Jesus says, listen, if you obey my word, then I will come to you and my Father will fellowship with you and will be one with you. I mean, what an incredible thing in verse 17. That just blows my mind. It has done for years and it still does, that God has actually invited us to come in to that central place with him, the Holy of Holies, and walk with him every day. And you know what the wonderful thing is? It doesn't matter how well you did in school. It doesn't matter, you know, how much brains you got. You don't need brains when you got God. In fact, it's good if you lose them, actually, because you need to be led by the Spirit, not by this thing. Amen? See, when we start to put intelligence or knowledge above God, we're in trouble. Seriously. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to rightly divide it, okay? It's great if you're intelligent. It's great, you know, I'm not there yet, but I'm hoping I'll get there one day. But you know, it's something that is very useful, but it has to be submitted to God. It has to be submitted. See, God has to come first. If he's not first in your life, it's not good enough. He wants us to be first. As I said before, we get baptized, we go down into the grave and we say, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And I'm coming up resurrected to only be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And by the Word of God. Hallelujah. So, where was I? So I'll read that again. 13, we impart these in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he's not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. You know, as 1 Corinthians 1 says, that, you know, people think we're foolish and that we're stupid because they don't understand the things of the Spirit. And it's no, you know, but we shouldn't be afraid to be out there and telling the world about Jesus. Because I'll tell you something that I've discovered just in the last 6 to 12 months is that people are hungry for God out there. The harvest is ripe. People are worried about what's going on in the world. They're concerned. I have young people coming to me. I've got a little bit of a political background as well, but I have young people in political parties coming to me and saying, is this the end time? And I don't even know them. Yep, they know that all I tell people is I'm a pastor. And they're just drawn like moss to a flame. It's incredible. And, you know, they just want to talk about it every time I get with these people. So can we sit down and have a chat? And, you know, I want to ask you some more questions. And, you know, God is really working out there. And it's a good time for the gospel. So we, you know, in a world that's threatening us and the church is fading and, you know, churches are closing and all this kind of stuff, it's time for the church to stand up. And the only way to stand up is to be led and guided by the Spirit and be committed to that, okay? All right, so I've lost my place again, but I'll start at 14. It says, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him. And he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15, the spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The only way to have the mind of Christ is to have the Spirit of God. The minute I get into the flesh, I've forsaken that. God wants us to walk in that. Now, look, I'm sorry, but just forgive me, but I have a few posters that I like to share. Can we go to the next one? You know that scripture, from Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. Hello, ding, ding. Don't lean to your own understanding. Do you acknowledge God all the time in your decision making? Even when you might have prayed years ago and got something from God, and you just always make a decision along those lines when you have to. Hey, do you ever check in and see if God wants to change his mind about something? We need to keep coming back to God, and we need to keep asking him. So acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. I love that. That is such safe way to move. Fear the Lord. The next one. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We all know that, don't we? But fearing the Lord, respecting him and submitting to him and obeying him is the way forward. That's the only way. And then the next one. When I say I can't figure it out, God says, I'll direct your steps. Amen. So what we have to do when you can't figure it out is, Lord, guide me and lead me. As I said, you won't always have those euphoric feelings of, you know, oh, God's with me and I'm fine. There'll be times when God takes you into times when you feel insecure, when you're not sure where God is. Just keep acknowledging him. Lord, I've got to make a decision here. Show me the way. Show me the way. There's times when Debbie and I have had to make big decisions and we've gone, you know, as Romans 10:13 says, that all who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We go, God help! Lord, if you're not there, we're dead. Please help.
You've been listening to New Hope for Life. For a copy of today's message or series, visit www.newhopeforlife.org.au to download them directly from our media page. Are you wondering what it means to be in a personal relationship with God? We would love to offer you a free pack including a CD message from Pastor Colin Grigg and information on how to become connected to God. Simply visit our website and request the information pack or contact us with any questions you may have at newhopeforlife.org.au. You can also write to us at New Hope for Life, P.O. Box 79, Swansea, New South Wales, 2281. New Hope for Life is a faith-based ministry relying on the gracious support of our listeners. If you would like to support this ministry in our efforts to spread the truth of God's Word, please visit newhopeforlife.org.au and click on the support button. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you can be with us again next time when we present another edition of New Hope for Life.